888-957-9570. Here's what I want to ask everybody, you know, especially you Niner fans out there. What are you worried about? What worries you right now?
About the season?
Yeah, like I say this to you all the time. I try to figure out what's echo chamber and what's real. But like, are y'all optimistic about the Niners or not? And I'm not telling you have to be. We all know that there are questions. We all know that there are things going on right now. Wide receiver room. Oh no. Okay. I get it. But what exactly is it that y'all are worried about when it comes to the 49ers? And here was the inspiration for this question. And he's not right on all of these. Nobody's right on all of anything. But Dan Graziano wrote an article on ESPN, Potential Surprises for 32 Teams. And here's the way he wrote it. He went through every team, and with each team, there was like a headline of like, don't be surprised if,
yeah.
And then he would fill in the gap. Now, the real funny one today is the Cowboy one. Ready for this? Don't be surprised if the Cowboys call Micah Parsons bluff.
Yeah.
Oops.
They didn't call that bluff. They traded him.
Yeah. Yeah. But go around the league. Washington Commanders. Don't be surprised if Deebo Samuel gets some work at running back.
Right. That I wouldn't be surprised. So
I mean,
that's kind of what he does.
That's what he did with the Niners, and he did it a lot more when they were running back needy. I don't think Washington sees themselves as running back needy. So much so that they just got rid of their number one running back.
Yeah, but that's what Deebo does. I mean, that's one of his difference-making skills is the ability to get the ball in the jet sweep or just line up back there and run it.
Detroit Lions, don't be surprised if Jahmyr Gibbs is the top-scoring fantasy running back.
I like that. I mean, it's always been kind of a job share, but he's better than David Montgomery, and he tends to get more opportunities than Montgomery.
Minnesota Vikings, don't be surprised if Jordan Mason leads the team in rushing.
Yep, that'd be fun.
You got any other teams you want to throw at me, and I'll tell you what their don't be surprised if is?
Sure. I know the Niners one is a little further down, but what about the Rams? Don't be surprised if Matthew Stafford is in traction.
Don't be surprised if quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has to start at some point.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
That would be no surprise. What about Seattle? What is their don't be surprised if?
Don't be surprised if their defense keeps them in the playoff race.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
People like their defense this year.
And their head coach is a defensive-minded guy. And, you know, Sam Darnold is not built to win a lot of 38-37 games anyway.
Mm-hmm. Arizona Cardinals, don't be surprised if tight end Trey McBride is their leading receiver again.
He was amazing last year.
He's incredible.
Yep.
But this is also a way of saying, like, Marvin Harrison Jr. Not sure if he's great. All right, you want me to do the Niner one?
Do the Niners.
Don't be surprised if the 49ers end up back in the Super Bowl.
You know, I would not be surprised, and I don't think you would be either.
I definitely wouldn't be, but that's how my brain works.
Yes, but honestly, if you took it outside of your do you have to be such a homer brain and just looked at it from a number of different angles, I think that we would agree that they should be... They should be a playoff team. If they're not in the playoffs, I would be disappointed.
Yeah, like it's
if you want to do the hope versus disappointment or expectations.
It's not a catch-all. Like, I would be surprised if the Giants ended up in the World Series. I would be surprised if the Warriors ended up in the NBA Finals.
Right.
I would not be surprised if the 49ers end up in the Super Bowl. But it's sort of like it begs this question. Last year at this time, everybody was running around with the same phrase. And that I always reject. Super Bowl or bust. Super Bowl or bust. Nobody's Super Bowl or busting this year. No, I don't hear that this year.
You had it wrong last year.
What do you mean I had it wrong?
This year is Super Bowl or try again.
No, they're always
last year
that.
Was Super Bowl or bust.
No, it wasn't.
And if you look at it, they busted that team up. But they have about 15 players from that team that are no longer here.
That had nothing
mainstays and... Guys, they busted the team up.
That had nothing to do with not making the Super Bowl. That had everything to do with, first of all, Brock Purdy needed a contract.
Perhaps. And secondly, if they would have went to the Super Bowl and won it, they would not have had so much of an exodus.
No, but their defense sucked. They broke it up not because they didn't make the Super Bowl, because they sucked. They needed a new coordinator. They needed, and some of it financially, was you get rid of certain guys. I reject the phrase because the phrase is it's kind of funny to me. Like, what
it's
is
the
that
phrase that pays?
But what
and
does it
paid
even mean?
Last year? It means if you don't go to the Super Bowl, you're going to bust this thing up.
No, but
and that's like, what happened.
But that's not why they did it. Like,
well, you don't know that.
I actually would totally disagree with the idea that they busted the thing up.
They busted the thing wide
not,
open.
Not at all.
Deebo gone.
Yeah,
long snapper gone. Punter gone.
Coach still there. Quarterback
two coordinators resigned. Gone.
Yeah.
Quarterback coach into retirement. Hufanga and Greenlaw.
And two coordinators and is not right. Like,
DeVondre Campbell.
We know who the offensive coordinator
they
is.
They lost DeVondre Campbell.
When my,
Super Bowl or
you.
Bust.
When I hear Super Bowl or bust, I believe what you're saying is this should go to the Super Bowl or else the coach is in trouble. They're not in the Super Bowl. They didn't even win seven games, and the coach is clearly not in trouble at all. Super Bowl or try again is what is absolutely correct.
That's what this year is.
Yeah, no.
Because this year you've got a bunch of guys who are young and under contract, so if you don't make the Super Bowl, all those guys are coming back.
Unless they're
not any good.
That's what happened this year. They're
that's
trying
not what happened
again.
Last year.
It is, absolutely
they
it is.
They busted the thing up.
The core is the same people, and you know it.
Like, how far out do you want to go in the core? Was Dre Greenlaw not a part of the core?
He wasn't barely even on the team. He didn't play last year.
He played.
No, he didn't. He played like two games.
I was there. When he played.
Exactly.
So he actually played.
He played for a half. That's not a core player anymore. That's the point.
They busted it up.
No, they didn't.
Hufanga gone. Deebo Samuel was not part of the core?
Deebo Samuel was, but that had nothing to do with losing. That had to do with finances. It had to do with Brandon Ayuk's injury. It had to do with his poor performance. It had to do with him slapping long snappers.
But it had to do with losing, like, too, because if you would have won, then all these things wouldn't have been predicated on busting it up, which is what they did.
I mean, again, you can have your opinion on that. I have not on mine on that. The core and the coaching staff are largely the same people. Saleh is the big addition to this whole thing. And the bottom line for me is I'm trying to take this conversation to a spot of, like, why not this year?
Right, I don't see why not.
Why not those same expectations this year? Just because you didn't have questions last year, you actually did. We just didn't know them. We didn't have Christian McCaffrey, as it turned out.
And you didn't have Trent Williams, and you didn't have Charvarius Mooney Ward.
And you didn't have a defensive coordinator that knew his head from a hole in the ground.
Sure.
So, like, sorry, Nick. Like,
this year you have questions. They're just different questions. And, like, are your linebackers going to be good enough? And can you stop the run with these youngsters, these young pups in the front? We don't have answers yet. The questions are just different from last year.
Yeah, but last year we didn't have those questions, and we should have. Because as it turns out, the people that we thought were good weren't. And they couldn't stop the run. They were terrible at it. There's no way they could
be worse.
Well,
even in the opener, we thought it was going to be Christian McCaffrey running the football. Yeah. And it wasn't. We found out about 20 minutes before kick.
Yeah, Grandy, what do you got?
Some news from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Free agent wide receiver Kendrick Bourne is visiting the Niners on Monday and the Commanders on Tuesday. A source said the framework of a deal is in place for both, just in case.
Interesting.
For both teams.
Interesting.
So I guess it's up to Kendrick to decide.
Yeah.
Why does Washington want Kendrick Bourne?
Adam Peters, the former 49er.
Sure, but they're like, I see them as relatively deep at that position right now. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, they just broke off McLaurin. They've got Deebo on the team. I'm gonna pull up their depth chart. They got a couple young guys I know that they like. There's one kid named Jalen Lane. They got Christian McCaffrey's little brother is on the team. I mean, it's not like a terribly deep group. Is Noah Brown still on that group? I think he's maybe dealing with a little bit of an injury. But, interesting. Okay. What's your read on that with regard to the Niners?
My read is they would love to have him. And I don't know what the deal is relative to what Washington's deal is. But the very fact that you've already signed one, you traded for another, and now you are potentially coveting a third. This just gives me more reason to think that Juwan Jennings may not play for the 49ers this year.
Yeah.